Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Panama. Dateline Reuters, Panama City. Panama's security minister said that more than half of the migrants deported from the United States to Transit Point Panama had accepted voluntary repatriations to their home countries. Now, why Panama? That's the Darien Gap. In order to cross into Mexico, in order to cross into the United States, the presumption was you fly into Ecuador or other stops that you can enter without a visa or even with a creative visa. Transfer yourself across the continent to Colombia, cross into Panama by water route, and then brave the 60 miles of unreconstructed jungle, very dangerous, to reach the end of the Pan-American Highway, whereupon you were bussed by the Panamanians to the Costa Rican border, whereupon you were bussed or helped from Costa Rica on your way to New York, to America. That was then. This is now. Professor, Panama was in the news recently, and we talked of the remarks by the President of the United States and the visit by the Secretary of State. Now Panama is assisting in deportation. Is this part of the arrangement between the Secretary of State? I don't remember a headline like this during the Biden administration.
John, it does appear to be one of the conversations and agreements that came out of Marco Rubio's trip. Of course, one that was a bit overshadowed by the focus on the Panama Canal and the Chinese influence there. But broadly, as President Trump has made immigration his really number one focus, what you've seen is the negotiation of a number of different agreements by countries, not only to accept their own immigrants back in a great deal of pressure if they did not, as we saw with the pressure on Gustavo Petro of Colombia for not accepting U.S. military flights of immigrants there, but also agreements to accept immigrants from other countries. There's been discussions with Mexico. There's been agreement by the Guatemalan government that also came out of Secretary Rubio's stop in Guatemala during that trip, that the Guatemalans will also accept not only repatriated Guatemalans, but repatriated people from other places. El Salvador has agreed also to accept not only El Salvadorans, but others. And so this is kind of a move towards a strategy where the U.S. Doesn't have to hold people in the United States, but can deport people to other countries where it's less of a U.S. Concern in terms of their feeding and care and treatment. So the interesting thing about Panama, as you pointed out, is the Darien Gap is really a choke point, as many have come in through places like the Caribbean and in Colombia, heading up through Central America. But for those who were deported back to Panama, especially those who were not native Panamanians, government was keeping them basically in camps near the Darien. So again, this is a hot, humid, miserable conditions. And so, you know, if you're basically shipped back, let's say you're Guatemalan, or let's say you're Salvadoran or Venezuelan, you know, being just sitting in a repatriation camp in the middle of the jungle in Panama is not what you want to do. And so not surprisingly, it's not only been important that Mulino has accepted these people and set up camps for them as part of his cooperation with President Trump, and also shut down the Darien Gap portion of the border, but also So it makes sense that those migrants with U.S. You know, help are then very eager to not sit in camps in Darien, but actually go back to their country. And so it has, although with great pressure, you know, had some fruits in terms of getting migrants back to their own countries with the cooperation of President Mulino in Panama.
Evan Ellis, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,